Welcome to the Tomorrow's Visitors podcast. My name is Kieran Swale. I'm a tourism innovation specialist at Southern Regional College. I'm a big supporter of local tourism and bringing people together. And in this podcast series, I'm going to be talking about tourism in Ireland, North and South, about emerging visitor trends and new technologies, new visitor experiences and culture and heritage and visitor attractions. I'm going to be talking to the connectors from tour guides to food and drink producers, from tour operators and agents to accommodation providers, trying to get a handle on what tomorrow's visitors are actually looking for, and finally then sharing some practical tips for tourism businesses. So, for the latest episode, log on to tomorrowsvisitors.com, or if you have any ideas for future podcasts, please get in touch. Welcome back to Tomorrow's Visitors podcast, and in episode 3, it's glamping at home. My next two episodes focus on glamping. In episode 4, I talk to three of my past and current clients who provide me with an insight into their business, why visitors are looking to embrace the glamping experience. I came across this motivational quote about 10 years ago, and I think it's very fitting for this podcast. Live your life each day as you would climb a mountain. An occasional glance towards the summit keeps the goal in mind, but many beautiful scenes are to be observed from each new vantage point. Climb slowly, steadily, enjoying each passing moment, and the view from the summit will serve as a fitting climax for the journey. Harold V. Melchert. So have you ever tried glamping? What is it? What about the idea of glamping in your own back garden? A simple definition of glamping is having all the benefits of camping combined with the added layers of comfort. More recently, glamping seems to be firmly rooted in experiential tourism. Whilst its origins were found in nature-based and ecotourism, like minimalistic experiences, many contemporary glamping sites have all the mod cons, such as your connected electricity, your ensuite showers and toilets, etc. This has given rise to companies such as Further Space, who promote luxury glamping experiences throughout Ireland and Scotland through their glamping partnership programme. Now, apart from a one-off experience about 30 years ago, when my good friend Kieran, my brother John and I camped in a farmer's field on the outskirts of Bundoran, County Donegal, in a hired light blue Escort, 1.1L Escort, where we got absolutely soaked. We had a tent with us and honestly, it was an absolute calamity. So since that, I can honestly say I haven't really camped a lot. When it comes to glamping, my memories are aligned to warmer climates in a mobile home with all the comfort and trimmings which some would now say is glamping. Yes, 16 campsites in 17 years. To the Vendée, to Biarritz, to Languedoc-Roussillon, all in France, Argelès-sur-Mer in France, to the Costa Dorada in Spain, Lake Garda and Tuscany in Italy, Dunreal in Wassenaar in Holland, and then a couple of visits to Zadar and Shumuni in North Croatia. So when the marketers claim that glamping is not just a holiday, it's an experience, I understand that. But what about glamping in Ireland? Here's a brief summary, I suppose, of some of the glamp sites that have caught my eye. And I start really with a glamping site that's about 2 kilometres from where I live, and that's called Let's Go Hydro. It's on my doorstep in Carriduff. The company acquired the Knockbracken Reservoir and have made a very significant investment in glamping, with a variety of glamping experience on offer, such as the Hedge Village, which is 16 pods, the Open Meadow with 18 pods, and the Tree Garden with 6 pods. Now for me, this is a fascinating tourism project. And we used to cycle around there unofficially, of course, on our choppers and our bikes. And to see that now transformed into what the company promote as Ireland's largest water park is just fantastic. And it's a real tourism asset to the region. Staying in Greater Belfast, last year the Standing Stones near Divis Mountain and Black Mountain in Belfast Hills opened up 4 glamping pods, and they've now facilities for 13 touring caravans and motorhomes. Also, planning permissions has been passed in Streamville Open Hut Farm,
They're past 20 pods in the Castlereagh Hills that's recently been passed, and that should come to fruition in 2021. One of my favourite segling spots is Slieve Croob. And for any cyclists listening to this, it's a joy when you get up there, but it's a challenge to get to the top, near the top of it. But there's a company called Pine Tree Hollow Glamping in Leitrim, County Down, and they've opened three glamping experiences in 2019. The Beehive, the Wagon and the Yurt, accommodating five and about seven people. And not far from them is another glamping experience called Lacken Cottage, where it's very quirky, it's off-grid, and you can have an off-grid glamping experience in a former horse truck. If we look up the north coast in County Antrim, the Dunarm Castle Estate recently added five glamping pods, whilst in the west of Northern Ireland, the Bubble Doves at Finn Loch, County Fermanagh, promote inspiring forest dome experiences. Two sites worth noting in Donegal are the Wild Atlantic Camp in Creashlock and Corcraigan Mill in Dunfanaghy, where you can stay in a former railway carriage or in a converted boat. And if you haven't been to the Aran Islands in Galway Bay, well, there are now nine glamping pods to choose from on Inishmore. I also like the site of Glamping Under the Stars in Coluna near Abbey Lakes in County Laois. So these are just a number of that have caught my eye recently, and I've included a list in my podcast notes that you can of 20 glamping sites in Ireland. Is glamping here to stay then? I think so. Where distancing and social distancing are part of the new norm. Overseas tourism performance across the island of Ireland hit an all-time high in 2019 with a 5% rise in visitor numbers and revenue, and over 11 million visitors worth nearly 6 billion euro. I think we're unlikely to see a return to that for certainly another 3 to 4, maybe even 5 years. There's no 2020 statistics out just yet, but with a focus on staycations across Ireland, glamping and self-care and accommodation sectors have not been impacted to the same degree as pubs, hotels and restaurants. Fáilte Ireland, Visit Wales, Visit England have all included specific categories for the grading of glamping accommodation. At present in Northern Ireland, glamping falls within self-catering or camping, caravanning grading criteria. So as the glamping market matures, it's reasonable to assume that this activity will play a significant role in the realignment of the visitor economy in Ireland. In summary, I think glamping's here to stay, but as with other tourism experiences, consumer demand and expectations are fueling its growth, where home comforts are the prerequisite for the more discerning glamper who's looking for unique structures in unusual and picturesque locations. In episode 4, I talked to Pori Cara of Bluebell Lane Glamping, to Michael and Maria Quinn of Sparrow View Glamping, and to Mark Cumming of East Coast Adventure. So, what about glamping at home then? In this episode, I talked to Martina McKee, who with her husband Trevor run Explore 54, a company that provides a glamping at home service. Martina shares with us what the company does and plans for 2021. Explore 54 currently has 5 bell tents and is in the process of acquiring more, including a large stretch tent for events. Essentially in 2020, the company had to flip their business model and focus on offering customers a fully serviced glamping at home experience. Martina is optimistic about the growth of business in both their glamping at home products and their events-based glamping offer. In 2021, she's keen to collaborate with partners around events and food and activities and the outdoor wedding market. We also discuss opportunities to create carefully managed pop-up glamping villages, working with local farmers and landowners. And she provides a real good insight into this in the podcast. And a word of advice, she says, don't get into analysis paralysis. Just get out and try something different. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm delighted today to have Martina McKee from Explore 54 with us. Martina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kieran.
Martina, thanks a million for agreeing to come on to our podcast. And I got to meet you certainly online, and then we've had telephone conversations about a month or so ago, and at Southern Regional College we're going to explore a little project with you. But first and foremost, thank you for agreeing to come on, and we're going to discuss Explore 54, how you came to develop the business, and
really a little bit about what you do and why it's of interest to visitors. So maybe if you wouldn't mind, Martina, give us an indication of what Explore 54 does.
Yeah, so we create luxurious glamping experiences across Northern Ireland, really giving people an opportunity to get closer to nature and enjoy the benefits of camping without the hassle associated with camping. So we basically go out onto location. It could be a campsite, it could be a country estate, it could be somebody's home, and we'll pitch a tent for them. And we'll furnish that tent with a real bed, with furnishings, beautiful lighting, just create a really nice space, relaxing space, and something unique for them. We'll pitch that and they stay in it. And then when they're done, we take it down. We take all the hassle out of that whole experience.
Well, could this be for like anything from 24 hours to a week?
Yeah, typically people would do it for 2 or 3 nights. That's sure. The typical rental period.
Okay. So in terms of Explore 54, so you have, I mean, have you a number of, I'm using the word bell tents, so you come in and correct me if I'm wrong here. So would you have a number of bell tents or similar, like stretch tents, etc., and give us an indication of how many you could cater for?
Yeah, so we just started in 2019, actually. And we started our journey with the bell tents in 2020. So at the minute we have 5 bell tents, but we're expecting to increase that significantly for 2021. So we can do, you know, we could cater for festivals, for weddings, or for, you know, people, individuals in their own home or on campsites. So there's a full range. And, you know, we have worked with the likes of Stendhal Festival before and provided all of their camping. Right. So we're more than happy to look at those larger events or also look at sort of individual requirements.
And you've been involved with some activity events. I noticed a few of my former clients, certainly a couple of their events you've been helping out on the...
So this year we had wanted to do more, but because of COVID, we weren't able to. So, you know, we want to work with different activity providers, maybe surfing schools, you know, stand-up paddleboard people, kayakers, also, you know, collaborate with festivals or bike races, you know, those types of events. Now, unfortunately, as I say, COVID kind of stopped us in our tracks a bit this year, but certainly last year we did work with one of the surf schools on the North Coast and, you know, did a really positive camp with them. So we want to build on that this year, and we know the types of people that we want to work with, and it's just a matter of developing those.
Obviously there were no events in the last 6 months, but I gather then you've been very, very busy, and a demand more for a domestic demand within Northern Ireland. Would that be right?
Yeah, so I guess at the start of this year we felt a little disheartened, I suppose, because we had put a big investment into buying these new bell tents and some new equipment. And, you know, when COVID came along, we sort of thought, my goodness, we're maybe not going to have any trade this year. But as it turned out, we sort of took stock of where we were, what was happening in the world, what people could do. And we pivoted and we threw it out there to our followers on Instagram and Facebook to see, you know, if we did offer something that would allow you a glamping experience at home, would you be interested in it? To our followers, and there was a resounding yes to that people really wanted something a bit different. They wanted an experience, something they could do in their own backyard that was safe and, you know, just with their own family. So from sort of July type time frame, we started offering that glamp at home, and it was.
And is that what the brand's called, Martina? Is it called Glamp at Home?
No, so our own company is Explore 54. So we just offer that Glamp at Home experience as well.
Okay. So tell us about the name then, Explore 54. Where did that come about?
Yeah, so I suppose like many startups, we racked our brains in terms of what would be sort of catchy and reasonably easy to remember and different. And I wanted to really get across the notion of exploration. We have a beautiful country and, you know, really want people to get out and experience that. So the notion of exploration was there. So we called it Explore. And because we're at sort of 54 degrees north, it kind of rhymed and it felt good as a name. So
I think it's a very, very, very strong brand, actually, and very, very distinctive. But you were chatting, the first time we were chatting, you were telling me that, I suppose, you're at home, really, when you were growing up, you were always into camping.
Yeah, so from as long as I can remember, we've had, you know, camping has been in my life. As a family, when I was younger, we went away on a lot of different camping trips. We had a trailer tent that I just always associate, when I think back to it, I just always associate it with freedom and adventure and family time.
Martina, there weren't too many of those around, you know. I mean, you're a lot younger than I am, but, you know, trailer tents were, like, innovative in their day.
Yeah. They were, and, you know, it's funny, my mum and I, before, so now we have a lot of home comforts and tents, but my mum, we laugh about it, my mum used to actually bring a roll of carpet. And when we put the tent up and had the front, you know, awning part of the tent up, she used to take this carpet out and roll it out.
Love it.
And that was part of our camping experience.
Your own red carpet, very good. Red carpet treatment.
Yeah.
So in terms of, you've given me some indication of some of the partners that you work with. You mentioned there about, I think I saw Vitus Tracks, or the 24 Glen's company, Glen O'Brien's company, certainly the Enduro races. I saw that. But in terms of partners that you work with, so the activity providers are one. Are there other partners then you work with?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of these conversations are happening at the minute, to be honest. So, you know, in 2019, we really worked very independently. We didn't work with a lot of different partners. And we're now, you know, as our business matures, we're seeing, you know, where there is value for both parties in collaborating.
Yeah.
And we're trying to build on that. So we have, you know, events on the horizon centered around food, you know, food type experiences, walking type experiences, walking in the morns. All that type of thing as well. And the wedding market is growing. The outdoor wedding market in particular is just growing exponentially, just because of where we're at with COVID.
Sure.
And so, you know, we're forming relationships and partnerships there as well. So I think there's a lot more news to come on that, certainly. But that is the direction that we're going.
And what do you think? I mean, obviously, things that have happened in 2020 have changed us all, really, in a number of ways. But what do you think, like, visitors are looking for now?
I think in the context of, you know, things that are currently going on, I think they really are looking for space. They're looking to get back to nature. I mean, I think that's the way things have been going anyway, but COVID has really accelerated that. So they want to, they do want that. And I think apart from that, I think customers want, they want memorable experiences. They want a story to tell. Yeah. And, you know, camping definitely provides for that. You know, I don't know what it is about, you know, getting a lot of tents together and sitting around a campfire, but it really does create a very memorable experience.
It's like, it's so intangible, really, because we can't touch that until you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like many experiences, and yet, you know, when you're there, there's nothing will replace that. For the moment, what people are talking about at the moment about living in the now, you know, it's kind of that very, very special experience. I mean, the way you're describing it, I'm with you on it, you know, but I feel that I have a real need to travel and to yet travel safely and certainly doing something slightly alternative, more than the traditional holiday or weekend break.
Yeah, definitely. I think somewhat related to that, I think people do want to buy from businesses that do have a good ethical framework, I think, as well. You know, they're looking for that sustainability angle, and not just that people are talking about it, but they're actually demonstrating how they're providing sustainable experiences. And I think that's a big thing for people. And I think they I think people are looking to buy from businesses that have a story and a bit of heart and soul, and more so people are gravitating towards that type of offering.
So you mentioned a few destinations with the North Coast and the Mourns within Northern Ireland. I mean, do you go right across Northern Ireland and all island basis, the Republic of Ireland as well?
Yep, we have mainly concentrated in County Antrim and County Down.
Okay.
But for, you know, so as we move more into this era where we're doing these collaborations probably on larger events with people, then there's much more mileage, I think, to travel on that bit further.
Yeah. What would your advice be then? Like, you used the word pivot, which is a very typical word that's been used prior to what's happened this year when businesses are looking to do in a new direction. Yeah. So you've very, very quickly been able to do that in your business. What advice would you give to, this is a difficult question, maybe I'm putting to you, but to tourism businesses at the moment, without the obvious, like, what advice would you give to them?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that pivot potential or openness to pivot is important. I think taking action, mm-hmm. like, I suppose it's more general advice to any startup, but I think it's important to take action. Don't get into an analysis paralysis and researching, could this work? You know, do a bit of research, but do take steps and take actions and be prepared to, you know, sometimes you're going to be right, sometimes you're going to need to pivot a bit.
And indeed, a very good friend of mine at the moment keeps reminding me. He says, "Kieran, we're going to fail fast." And I go, "Oh dear." He says, no, we're going to fail fast. You know, but he says, "That's the only way we're going to do it. We're going to fail fast." And yeah. I know that's a term that's been used a lot in business. But I mean, the success stories of two very good former clients and current friends of mine, both in business, and that's been their story.
Exactly. And I suppose the other very important thing that I find is just trying to navigate through and find your people. So the people that will support you, that will advocate for you, give you guidance, seasoned people within the industry.
Yeah.
Trying to find and identify those people is very important.
Yeah. So I've got a flavour that there's some things going on. Is there anything that you can share with us in terms of the listeners listening to this, in terms of what's coming toward the rest of 2021?
Yeah, I think certainly in 2021 the move will be to scale the business up more. So rather than really concentrating on individual camp, you know, settings up of individual tents, really look at pop-up campsites and pop-up villages where we create, you know, maybe we pitch 15 tents in a certain beautiful location, all surrounding like some lovely chill out areas as well, with chill out tents.
Would this be you creating that? Well, I'm cautious not to use the word event, okay? So I'm saying world of experiences. Would this be you creating? I love the idea of a pop-up camping village, by the way. But one usually associates that, for example, with a music festival, let's say.
Yeah.
Or so are you thinking that you're going to have these pop-up villages or, you know, pop-up campsites, but you're going to kind of create that experience? Would that be right?
Yeah, I think it could work both ways, to be honest. So I think in some cases we would be leading the experience.
Yeah.
And in other cases the village would sit alongside an event. So it could be, as you say, Mark, Kieran, it could be, you know, a festival, or it could be a wedding, or it could be a wellness retreat.
Yeah.
But the glamping itself would be an integral part of the whole offering.
So I do a number of things outside of work, but I coach a local cross community football team, and we go away every year, and we've been to different sites. And I'll mention here Bluebell Lane glamping, because down in Mullaban, beautiful part of the world.
Beautiful.
We'll go to others. So I'm thinking, for example, so I'm a coach of a wee football team who are teenage footballers, male, but the hardest part is managing the behaviour of their dads. But let's say we go away somewhere. You could say, Kieran, I would look, you could suggest locations.
Yeah.
You could say, yeah, Kieran, I've got something different for you. You bring your football team to here. Yes, you can go and arrange your friendly with whoever else you want to play, but here's the glamping experience that I'm going to set up for you. You could do that.
Yeah. The idea is that we would work with different landowners throughout the country to you know, identify these beautiful locations and then, you know, set up the glamping village, and we'll maybe have multiple different experiences coming through, cycling through in, inside like a couple of weeks.
That's fantastic. So,
yeah.
Do you know what? That's fascinating, because that's really turning tourism on its head. You know, it's back to the sites. So you're nearly, you use the word pop up there, but you're actually creating it from the ground. If it's a, forgive the word here, a greenfield site or a brownfield site, you're actually going in and creating all this experience with the landowner, obviously, with permission of the landowner and being the partner there, where maybe a farmer might think, well, listen, I'm not, it's just, you know, I'm not doing a lot with that field. Why not work with, because there's a beautiful view of a certain location and it's remote. Why not work with a partner like Explore 54, who's going to bring the experience to them that hitherto was just, not just, but was a wonderful view.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, in many cases, you wouldn't get planning permission to put a campsite there or building there. But in terms of a temporary setup, you do have freedom to do those things. I mean, you do need to get licenses, but you do have freedom there that you wouldn't otherwise have. So it's really about just identifying those places. So
it's important to work with, let's say, the farmers or the landowners or whoever they are. You know, it's actually, I suppose, your remit then is very much getting them to understand your concept.
Yeah. And I mean, it is very much a leave no trace. So, you know, you're going, you're setting up these structures, but at the end of 2 weeks or a week or whatever it is, the time period is, you need to be able to take all of that, those structures away and leave it as if you weren't there, basically.
Yeah. Well, on a note of leave no trace, how can people then get in contact with you, Martina?
So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Our website is explore54.co.uk. So more than happy to chat with people through any of those channels.
Great. And we look forward to hearing more about these wonderful, some great things you said there. I'm excited about them, hearing these wonderful locations and experiences that are coming out. So thank you very much for participating in today's, in this podcast. And we'll get up to see you very, very soon. Thanks, Martina.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Martina's story. And if you're looking to organise something that will be truly memorable, then Martina and Trevor can sort you out at Explore 54. If you want to see examples of unusual types of accommodation, such as conkers, yes, conkers that drop from trees, anthropods, igloo huts, which are of a Nordic design and look fantastic, roulettes, a floating houseboat, railway carriages and tree huts, then click on the links that I've included on the Tomorrow's Visitors site notes from this podcast. Also, a very interesting magazine that I receive is called Open Air, the outdoor hospitality magazine. In 2019, my colleague James and I visited the Foreign Business Innovation Show at the NEC in Birmingham. In 2020, that wasn't on. And we're planning to go there again next year, from the 18th to the 19th of March in 2021. This show was absolutely fantastic. Great examples of glamping businesses and experiences of landowners and farmers who had diversified. And if you're interested in outdoors activities or getting into glamping, then it would be worth your while going to this show. Thanks again for listening, and we continue our glamping theme in episode 4.
Thank you for listening to Tomorrow's Visitors podcast. Please check out our website at www.tomorrowsvisitors.com for a summary of this episode and useful links. We're always looking to hear about new ideas, different destinations, the latest innovation in technology and in tourism, so please get in touch on our social channels. If you get a chance, please review this Tomorrow's Visitors podcast on iTunes, as this helps us with spreading our message. So from me, Kieran Swale, thanks for listening.